Faraday tomography of low TSS Dr. 2 data, I Faraday moments in the high-latitude outer galaxy and revealing loop 3 in polarization, by Anna Erceg et al. Observations of synchrotron emission at low radio frequencies reveal a labyrinth of polarized galactic structures. However, the explanation for the wealth of structures remains uncertain due to the complex interactions between the interstellar medium and the magnetic field. A multi-tracer approach to the analysis of large sky areas is needed. This paper aims to use polarimetric images from the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, low TSS, to produce the biggest mosaic of polarized emission in the northern sky at low radio frequencies, 150 MHz, to date. The large area this mosaic covers allows for detailed morphological and statistical studies of polarized structures in the high-latitude outer galaxy, including the well-known Loop 3 region. We produced a 3,100 square degree Faraday tomographic cube using a rotation measure synthesis tool. We calculated the statistical moments of Faraday spectra and compared them with datasets at higher frequencies, 1.4 GHz, and with a map of a rotation measure derived from extragalactic sources. The mosaic is dominated by polarized emission connected to Loop 3. Additionally, the mosaic reveals an abundance of other morphological structures, mainly narrow and extended depolarization canals, which are found to be ubiquitous. We find a correlation between the map of an extragalactic rotation measure and the low TSS first Faraday moment image. The ratio of the two deviates from a simple model of a Bern slab, Bern 1966, along the line of sight, which highlights the high level of complexity in the magnetoionic medium that can be studied at these frequencies. This was Faraday tomography of low TSS Dr. 2 data, I Faraday moments in the high-latitude outer galaxy and revealing loop 3 in polarization, by Anna Erceg et al.